This hour of Phil Hendry is brought to you by Dynapep Micro Energy Shot.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Yeah, I think it's a disappointment, really, to millions of Americans who saw a 1,000-page bill.
Last night here in this chamber, I gave a speech. I'm not going to recount every single thing that I said.
Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid burn in hell. One
at a small college in Georgia, $100,000 in stimulus funds.
My head was shaking.
Can you dig it?
World-famous Phil Hendry Show till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A deuce talking entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch. The Alice in Wonderland Show of Talk Radio, Through the Looking Glass. Coming up on Sunday, we will have our Sunday Gospel Jazz Hour with Professor Emery Clayton. On our website, www.philhendryshow.com. That's www.philhendryshow.com. And we are also live streaming video right now, me wearing a purple cape, you know.
Well, a lot of people request you getting a cape.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, we're live streaming the video right now, and also you can listen to us online at philhendryshow.com. And great affiliates across the country. We've added some 23 more affiliates over this last month or so, and we're grateful for that. We're going to bring on Mr. Stephen Bozell, who is a private citizen in Southern California. Here he is a construction contractor, as well as a father, and he's a citizen, and he is weighing in, as a lot of people are weighing in, on this breast exam that took place on television. Now, this was originally aired on a local television station in Washington, D.C., WJLA. And it aired a two-part series that took a close look and an unobscured look at a breast self-exam. Now, we can give you a little bit of a take on this. We have Dr. Nancy Snyderman from MSNBC, who was talking about this the other morning. And let's listen to Dr. Snyderman. She's talking here of this breast self-exam, and they play the uncensored clip from the exam that shows the woman's breasts.
Life-saving information or a ratings ploy, or perhaps both. I want to let you know that the video you're about to see shows an actual breast exam. It was part of a story done for a local television news segment. This aired on WJLA in Washington, D.C. It isn't the first time something like this has been done, but some are questioning not the taste of the video, but the timing. The segment is airing during the first 2 days of Sweeps Month. It's a period where television stations' ratings are determined, and those ratings then determine what advertising rates will be charged.
Here is Jill Geisler of the nonprofit Pointer Institute, sees this demo as a potential stunt.
Dr. Nancy, I think this is such an important subject, but I also see that this could be seen as less courageous than entrepreneurial for two reasons. One, the timing, the end of the month and the beginning of the ratings period, and also the use of only one medical facility as a partner, quote unquote partner in this program, which often means sponsor or underwriter. And it also then limits the range of information that the viewer is going to get from a variety of very good experts in a community.
All right, let's get Steve Bozell on the line. You are a private citizen, Mr. Bozell. You were watching this MSNBC report. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, that's correct. I was watching this morning.
And you say you're with your family?
Yes, my daughter and my son were there, as well as my wife.
This was a demonstration of breast self-exam that they played a clip of. Have you seen the entire program?
I later went to the Internet, and I had been forwarded a larger segment of the program. I did not see the whole program, but I got a look at the larger segment, and it showed even more of this exam, yes, sir.
And your reaction was decidedly negative. Is that, and you hear these other two people here.
That is correct.
You hear these other two people, Jill Geisler, Dr. Nancy Snyderman, one of them saying that it was exploitive, the other saying that it was a stunt. What was your take on it?
Well, first thing I want to say is I 100% agree with those ladies that it's a stunt to show a woman's breast on the television the way that they did. The other part of my speaking with my attorney and my contact in the FCC was because of the fact that I am a man in a room with two underage children. My wife had gotten up to go into the kitchen and to complete some work that she was doing in there. So at the time that this breast was on television, that they were showing the breast on television, it was just me, an underage girl, and an underage boy, my daughter and my son. As a man, there's an automatic response, as you know, when you see that. And I had, at that time, when I saw the clip on TV, I had to excuse myself and get up and walk away from it. And the reason why I did that is because I didn't want to have my children exposed to me, I guess what you call reacting to it in a way that they would see it. And so
I understand what you're saying. You're saying that this by seeing this naked breast, because I didn't see the show. Do they show a naked breast?
Yes, sir. They show it. They show it, and they show it again, and they show it all the time. I mean, you can see it right there, and I've never seen that on a regular television station. You can go, obviously, to the movies, and you'll see how it looks, but you never see that on TV. And a clip of the exam was on MSNBC this morning. I wrote down the time. It was between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, because it's standard time this weekend. I called my attorney, Dolores Blazingame.
All right, you know, we spoke with Ms. Blazingame of Riverside, California.
Yes, sir.
She said that there is a mental cruelty claim here. There's an inducement to criminal behavior. In what sense?
Yes. We feel that by them showing this on the TV the way they did, without telling me or any other man that it was going to happen, they leave us exposed to a normal physical reaction, seeing a woman's bare breast, and your kids are there, and you got to get up and walk it off, or you got to just walk it off. And the inducement to criminal behavior was something that I asked her, because my attorney was not sure what we could sue on. And we spent a good 3-4 hours, and I finally came up with a phrase. I was just scribbling on a napkin when we went out and had some lunch over here at Claim Jumpers, and I said, what about inducement to criminal behavior of the type of, like, a pedophile or something like that?
Now you're really taking me someplace. How would that induce you to be a pedophile?
It's not going to induce me to be a pedophile, but I'm saying, if I saw that and my children are with me, what are they trying to do? Why are they showing me a woman's breast like that with my kids there? Are they saying, go ahead and get... Are they saying to American men, go ahead and get hot for, you know, the breast you're looking at? Doesn't matter where you are. Is that what they're saying? Are they saying to me and American men, we're going to show a breast exam, and we're going to show all of it, and you're going to see it, and go ahead and get, you know, hot, even if you're with your kid, even if you're with your wife, even if you're with, it doesn't matter who you're with. And we feel that that's an inducement to some level of perversion. And
that's a pretty, I'm not a lawyer, but that's a pretty far out claim. I can understand, for instance.
Well, sir, I talked to my attorney about this.
No, I can understand, for instance, making the claim that they caused some sort of emotional cruelty, I guess, by having you witness this with your children. But was there anything redeeming in the fact that it was a self-examination? It was an instructional video.
They say it was instructional, but it's instructional for women. It's not instructional for a man, because we obviously don't have to examine ourselves for that. So the one that it would have been instructional for was my wife. She left. She went into the kitchen because she was planning a menu for a bachelorette party that they're going to have. And so that left me. It's not instructional for me. It left my son. It's not instructional for my son. And it left my daughter. And it's not instructional for her, because she's only an 11-year-old girl. So that left me being the only one that it's going to have any effect on. And the effect it had on me was the one it would have on any man when you see, you know, a boob, not a boob, but a breast, you know, when there's two boobs or two breasts that are exposed, you're going to have to get up and so the other thing I said to Dolores Blazingame, who's my lawyer, I said, well, are they going to have a testicular cancer exam? Are they going to have that?
And I saw that in the complaint. Dolores Blazingame is saying, as part of the penalty or part of the damages that you're seeking, they want MSNBC to air a testicular cancer self-exam. What would that prove, sir? That would be just as shocking as...
Well, it would prove one thing. I mean, if they are trying to be instructional like they claim that they are, then they'd have no problem showing a testicle exam. But if they're just trying to make, you know, me get all hot in front of my kids, then they would not want to show that kind of an exam, and so that would prove that they don't care about me at all, or any of the millions of men that were watching that. See.
All right, so in other words, what you're saying is that the showing of these two bare breasts excited you in some way.
I don't want to say that. I mean, I think you know what I'm saying. We put it into the paperwork that we're going to show at Superior Court that I wasn't thinking about anything else other than what she's showing me, and that's a normal thing. If they would have said, coming up next, we're going to show a man, you know, looking at himself with his pants down, or however they're going to say it, then we would say, then I'd probably say, okay, I can walk it off, and that's my problem. But they didn't show that, and they didn't say they was going to show a man who's going to, you know, take his pants off. They just showed two boobs, or two breasts, that were bare.
So, all right, well, Mr. Bozell, so the source of your lawsuit is that you were sitting with your children, and then MSNBC aired this breast exam showing two fully exposed breasts that made you physically react, and you were embarrassed in front of your kids.
No, not just embarrassed in front of my kids, but if I'm getting, excited or turned on, is that a danger to them? See.
Well, you got to be kidding, right?
No, I mean, I know it isn't. But is that what MSNBC's wanting? I don't know what they're trying. What do they want me to do?
Well, if you talk to them, they would say that they want you to be instructed. Okay.
I'm not asking you. That's a rhetorical question.
All right, I understand. I did speak with your attorney, and she's very clear that you have a, in her opinion, you have a legitimate claim as to damages, inducement to a criminal behavior, as well as emotional cruelty. We're talking about this. This is a breast self-examination that showed two bare breasts. It aired on a local station in Washington, and then it aired on MSNBC. Parts of it this morning. That's where Mr. Bozell saw it with his kids and his wife, and he feels that it was an assault, and one that should never have been shown because it apparently excited him. Right.
Well, yeah, he's saying he got hot about it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. The other part of this lawsuit that I think is interesting is that they said had they followed that breast self-examination up with a man giving himself a self-exam for some kind of testicular cancer, it would have offset the damages done by the breast exam video. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Back with Stephen Bozell in just a moment.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL with Stephen Bozell from Corona, California. The lawsuit that you are filing or considering filing is against who?
Be against MSNBC and the TV station in Washington, D.C., I believe it's WJLA, for producing a show that would exhibit a woman's breasts on television and do it in a way that's, you know, gratuitous insofar as they just sprung them on me and other men, and I'm going to be obviously excited about that. If they had, like I said, if they care so much about this, you know, cancer, they could have had a testicle cancer show, too, right after it. And if they showed a man, and I don't know how they'd be able to do this, but if they showed a man looking at his, you know, checking it out, then you could say that's a legitimate...
Are you talking about a man giving himself a self-examination?
Yes, sir, that's what I mean. I mean, if he's got his pants down and he's looking at them, then you can say it's an educational program.
And then you would not sue.
But then I'd have to say, you know, my bad. You know, it's on me. You know, the fact that I had to walk it off is on me.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. I don't know what you mean by walk it off, sir. What does that mean?
What I'm saying is
you got that agitated looking at a woman's breasts who was giving herself a breast self-examination. All right. Here is Olivia in San Antonio, Texas. Olivia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, I was listening to this gentleman talk, and I guess the first thing that came to my mind was I think he needs to examine his own thoughts because, I mean, I could look at a man examining himself in a medical way, and I wouldn't get turned on at all by that because I would be concentrating on what the whole purpose of the program is for. And if I had any other thoughts than that, it's because my own mind is going sexual, but I don't think that had anything to do with the program.
Well, but you see, ma'am, men and women are different.
I disagree with that. Men and women are not.
Well, you know that women don't care that much about. I know what you're saying, but men.
Well, we don't care that much about what?
Well, a man will perform the sex act anywhere, anytime, and even if he's married, because he doesn't. It's like an animal thing. With
well,
a woman, I think she's more emotional. I think I know what I'm saying. I mean, you know, there are men who are like...
No, you're speaking for yourself.
Mr. Bozell, you're saying you had an automatic response to seeing these breasts, right?
Yes, exactly. I didn't have the time to go, you know, oh, this is a medical show. They just put the boobs up there or the breasts up there on TV. They didn't give me any warning, no advance warning that I was about to get, you know, turned on.
Well, do you ever watch pornography?
Why can't they do that? Why can't they tell you?
Do you ever watch pornography?
Well, I think that's a personal question.
Well, yes, it is, but
I think you're
being pretty personal.
How am I being personal? I'm saying they put that out on the TV, and that's the difference. And my lawsuit
is... If you watch pornography, are you
going to
sue the channel that puts it on?
No, because they already told you what it is. You blew it. You made a bad point there because you had a... you blew it.
What do we mean she blew it?
Well, she realizes what she said don't make no sense. Well, if you're going to watch a pornography channel, then you know what's coming up. If I'm watching MSNBC, I don't know they're going to start flashing, you know, somebody taking her top down and showing me what she's got. That's my point. You watch MSNBC to see a man take his pants off and check it out? I don't think so.
I'm not agreeing with you.
I'm not agreeing with you. Well, yeah, you are, sort of, because you know that you blew it at one point.
She blew it. I mean, you mean what do you mean she blew it?
She says, look, I don't watch porn in front of my kids, ma'am, and MSNBC made me do that. Now, what do you say about a company?
They made you do it?
You know, you may think it's funny that MSNBC shows breasts to kids, but...
Well, I wonder... Well, my question to you is this, though. Was your daughter
married? I can tell you think I'm, like, gay or something, because I can just tell from the way you're talking to me.
Oh, no, I don't think you're gay at all.
You don't think I've got a legitimate grievance...
I don't think anybody else listening to this program thinks you do either.
It's an instructional video. They didn't tell me they were going to show, okay? They didn't tell me at 10 o'clock in the morning they were going to show me a pair, okay? And she was built.
So the woman was large-breasted.
You were missing the whole point of the show because all you thought about was...
You know what, ma'am, I can't. If you're, you know, you don't know what it is to be a man, to see a pair and to get... God.
Well, you know what, you're saying seeing a pair. Olivia, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. They're not presenting it as pornography.
They're not telling me anything. They just said, take a look at these. Have yourself a nice day. And I'm sitting there with a child and a little tiny child, and they don't tell me anything. Didn't give me a chance from Jump Street. All I know is that, so when I called up MSNBC, and would you be outraged if in the middle of his show, David Schuster dropped his shorts and started checking for a lump? But if they did that, David Schuster would come on and he'd say, yeah, I'm entitled to it. because I'm, you know, I'm all controversial and everything like that.
Wait a minute, man. You're mixing a lot of things in.
No, sir, I'm not.
No, yes, you are. You say, on the one hand, there's an instructional video for women on how to examine themselves, and you say that it was still pornographic because they just showed bare breasts, and it got you titillated. On the other hand, you're saying David Schuster, who's a commentator on MSNBC, suddenly drops his pants.
Well, let's say he said, tomorrow I'm going to talk about having a testicle check. And then he says, you know, good evening, welcome to my show, and down comes his pants.
All right, we'll be right back with Stephen Bozell on this.
Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here, and don't forget, on Sunday, it is the Jazz Gospel Hour on our website, philhendryshow.com, a special video cast. And this evening we have with us Steve Bozell from Corona, California. Mr. Bozell is a construction contractor, the father of two, a husband, who took exception to the airing this morning on MSNBC of a video clip from a local station in Washington showing a breast exam, showing the very exposed breasts of a woman as she examines herself. In the complaint, you state that they purposefully made her attractive.
That is correct, yes, sir.
And you're saying that was to titillate.
Look, Mr. Henry, my whole point.
But you're saying that was to titillate.
I believe so, yeah, because I'm watching her. If they'd had a fat, you know, like a fat woman, or I don't know what how you want to say it, but they had an ugly or some kind of ugly looking, you know. I don't want to be offensive or anything about it, but if they had like a two-bag deal.
What do you mean a two-bag deal? What is that?
I mean a double bag. It's a crude term.
You're talking about an ugly woman?
Well, even if she was ugly, if she had a pair on her that was good, that would still make me get excited. And I'm in front of my daughter. And MSNBC should know better. I want to make a point here, Mr. Hendry, because, you know, a lot of people are misunderstanding me. First of all, I'm a liberal. I watch MSNBC because I enjoy the commentary of these people. And here's the thing. The hypocrites, if Fox did this, and they had Bill O'Reilly all of a sudden one afternoon say, hey, I better do a testicle check, they're not, no one, everyone's going to say that's fine.
Well, no, they're not, and no, you're not, and I don't know. Most people, I think, what's happening here is that they're saying this is an instructional video. It is one that is to instruct women on how to self-exam for breast cancer. It has absolutely nothing to do with sex, but you're claiming that she was attractive, and so it was designed to titillate you, and you got excited in front of your daughter, and you had to, and I'm quoting you directly, walk it off, and whatever that means.
I mean, you got to get up and air it out, you know, not air it out, but you got to get some air flowing through so you get calmed down.
I don't know what that means. And then you're telling me that if David Schuster dropped his pants and performed a testicle check, that would be okay?
No, I'm saying if they said tomorrow David Schuster's going to check, make sure he doesn't have a lump live on TV, then I'd be all right with it. But they didn't do that. They simply sprung all of a sudden on me when I least expected it. A pretty good-looking woman showing it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to a phone call here from, I believe it's Ian in Anchorage, Alaska. Ian, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Stephen Bozell. What can we do for you, sir?
Yes, question is, what about women in airports, you know? I mean, especially when they're breastfeeding. I mean, it's just the thing I think is...
I got no problem with that. You're trying to keep a child alive. You're trying to keep a child living, and you know, but to just go on TV and say, hey, I think I'll go on TV and pull it out in front of all these men, 80, you know, 100 million men, I think that's a different, you know, a completely different, you know, kettle of fish.
And I also somewhat agree with you. They should have put a warning on there, but stating that, because I understand you felt that you needed to have at least some self-control, but the other thing is they should have warned people, and that's
I'm in front of my daughter.
I'm
in front of my daughter, you know, and yep. All of a sudden, yeah, I'm going to get a top 10 or whatever you want to call it.
All right, I understand. I understand. So, are you saying that women, it's okay for women to breastfeed in public?
Yes, I agree.
Okay,
in
yeah,
case of it,
yeah,
for
yeah.
modern emergencies.
You agree with that,
like,
Steve?
Like, say your plane is delayed or something, like in an airport. I don't agree. I agree with that, but I don't agree that MSNBC should be showing something without it being censored, or at least having a warning label on it saying, you know, this might be a little tantalating. You know what I mean?
Well, can a woman breastfeed somewhere other than the airport?
No, not.
Also in local places as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can
go into a bathroom or not bathroom, but you can go away. But if the kid wants to eat, what are you going to do? You can't tell the kid, forget it, because I can't pull it out.
Yeah,
that's wrong.
Okay, all right, Jan. Thank you for your call, sir. I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. Here we go to Jay in Texas. Jay, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Steve Bozell. We're talking about this breast exam video. Go ahead.
Yeah, what I was wondering is, you know, what are the kids doing at home on a Friday morning at 10 o'clock in the morning? I mean, shouldn't they be at school? I mean, I don't believe I have heard that question asked yet.
They had half day, sir, because of teacher-parent conferences.
I see. I mean, and the other thing is, you know, it sounds to me like, you know, so when you watch a porn, it's okay.
So was that your only question?
Yes, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Here is Joe. Joe, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
How are you doing?
Yeah, they had parent-teacher conferences for half day.
Yes, I know. We're doing good, Joe. How are you?
Good. I just think it's a lot of nonsense, and I think we're just, you know, going to court over, you know, the littlest things in our society today. And,
what are
you
talking
about? This whole thing about, I'm a father, too, of two girls, you know.
Okay, if some lady pulled it out on you, aren't you going to feel weird if she said, go ahead and take a look at this? I mean, I'm saying is, I'm with my daughter, I'm with my son, and some woman comes on TV and says, why don't you get an eye full of this?
No, she didn't. You said it was a breast exam. It's not somebody, you're not in a strip bar or something.
Right, exactly,
well,
and I got no problem
that's
with
the intent.
It. Like, I'm a father of two girls, and I think it's important that we educate our young people, our young ladies out there.
I got excited. What am I supposed to do?
Well, I don't know. Maybe join a 12-step program. Might be a good start.
Wean myself off a boob? What do you mean 12-step?
Is it a sex problem? Maybe Joe's saying you got a sex problem.
Yeah, okay. First of all, people think I'm gay because I'm filing this lawsuit. Now you guys are saying I got some sex problem because I got a pup tent going.
Will you watch it with the pup tent thing?
I'm sorry, but you know what I'm saying. So which is it, you know? Which way do you guys want me to go?
Well, I just feel it's educational and...
Right, exactly. Very educational.
I have no problem with it. And
I want to ask you, sir, would you, if you were with your daughter and they said, now we're going to show you a woman, we're going to show you a pair, and you got excited about it, would you get up and walk it off, or what do you...
What do you mean, walk it off, man?
Just get out, get away.
For one, I know for sure I would not get excited over a pair of breasts on TV. Or mammary glands. Not boob, mammary glands.
Are you kidding?
It takes a lot more for me to get excited than a pair of mammary glands being shown. And I think it's great.
You call them... What do you call them? What do you call those?
Mammary glands.
Mammary gland. Mammy gland. Mammy gland.
Mammary glands.
Is that how you don't get excited, by thinking of them as a mammy or mammary gland?
It's
educational.
There's a
Yeah, I know, but boy, life confuses me.
But I think
obviously,
it's great to educate our young ladies about this problem in our society.
Exactly.
And also, get breast cancer as well.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if they had a guy checking it for, you know, looking at it,
maybe that's what we need is a guy up
there. All right, well, maybe we do need that. Yeah, yeah.
No, a guy up here doing a testicle check.
With it.
Are you an ice road truckers? Because I swear I recognize your voice. Could I ask you that? Are you an ice road truckers?
No. Ice road truckers?
Yeah, this guy, I recognize his voice. No?
No.
I swear to God, this guy, one dude on ice road truckers, man, he's hell-bent for leather. He doesn't care. He's going to drive that truck straight into a frozen, he'll run over everybody.
Okay, sir, thanks, Joe. Ice road truckers. 877-876-PHIL, that was Joe. Let's go over to Cindy in Joplin, Missouri. Cindy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
That's a great show, by the way.
I've seen Ice Road Truckers. It's a lot of fun. Hi, Cindy. Go ahead.
Yeah, I like Ice Road Truckers. I would like to know, one, where this guy's head at is, if he has an 11-year-old daughter that he's watching the show with, why didn't he use it for an example to her? Because I'm sure she's starting to develop. And where's his head at that he could be so excited with his kids sitting on the couch? Why?
Exactly. That's right. And why would MSNBC? See, that's my point. Why would they do that to me? See, if they would have put a woman on there who is
but where's
fat,
your
you know,
head kind
of fat and ugly and everything, like,
where's your head at
what?
That it would go there instead of using it for training for your daughter if she was sitting
well,
right
I didn't
there?
Know.
Or
I was,
get up and escort the kids out if it was
well,
so
I,
fast.
I was stunned, as you'll see in the paperwork that we file. I was stunned. I was in a moment
there's,
just complete.
There's something
they took my willpower
terribly
away.
Wrong that you would get so terribly stunned so fast. I mean, there are commercials on TV that show just about as much as a whole breast.
No, they don't show
during
it. They don't show the nipple. They don't show the nipple.
Oh, my gosh.
That's the whole point. Well, do they? They don't show the nipple.
I would be afraid
point.
For you.
Without the nipple, there's no breast.
I would be
well,
so
ma'am,
afraid
I,
for your two children.
When they showed, if they would have had a woman on there that was, you know, bugly, as we call it bugly. I don't know if you know what that means.
No, I don't.
But ugly.
No.
Butt ugly?
Yeah, if they would have done that, then I would have been fine. I would have been just smooth sailing. But no, they had to take some hot woman. And then
I just think there's a few more problems there that you need to be addressed. And I would be a lot more afraid
well,
to have
you're
my
saying that
alone
I'm,
with you.
Well, that's exactly my point. When I told MSNBC, you got me excited by showing a pair. And I'm with
no.
my kids. Why don't you let my kids go home, or I mean go to school, so I can check this out? You know, I can be
oh
all...
Oh, my gosh. You need help.
And the other thing, ma'am, you say I need help. What do you mean by that, I need help?
Because you seem to be overreacting to something that it was clearly,
yeah.
whether or not they should...
How come they're making a big controversy about showing nipple? Why are they doing it? Because they agree with me. And the
no.
two of you are on the wrong side of this issue. The other thing that I keep saying, and no one's commented on it, if David Schuster pulled his pants down and did a testicle check
David
on air.
Schuster, he's the host. He's not going to just sit there and pull his
exactly.
pants down.
He's a host. He's not a...
Are you just parroting what this lady
say,
said?
Hey,
no.
Whip this out.
If David Schuster pulled it out and said, I got to do a lump check, you'd
he
all be fine with that.
It like that.
He wouldn't do that, man. Yeah, because he's the... David Schuster is a news commentator. He is a...
If he said on a show the day before, I'm going to do a lump check to tell men how to do it, and then he came on the air and he unbuckled...
And he would have
sat
the doctor
the chair.
And they would be explaining it, and...
Exactly. You make it into a medical segment. Right. It's a medical feature.
Wait a second. If you're teaching men how to do a lump check... Why do you have to bring in Johns Hopkins? All the guy's going to do is just, you know, take his shorts down.
You bring in a doctor to show the guy how to do it, man.
Oh my God.
Boy, you really, you know, I came on your program thinking I was going to get a fair hearing, and all I've been flayed. I've been
I think
beaten.
You're doing this just for the notoriety.
Ma'am.
I don't.
Well, Mr. Bozell, this is not the first lawsuit that you've filed, isn't it?
That's got nothing to do with anything.
This is not the first lawsuit that you filed, is it?
That has nothing to do with anything.
You got Ms. Blazingame on retainer filing a lot of different lawsuits.
If I can't protect my kids from me getting excited over a boob exam, well,
what
that didn't
your
come
wife
out
think
right,
of
but what
this?
I'm saying is...
All right.
My wife...
What does your wife think of this?
She laughed at me, and that's also something I'm going to address in the lawsuit. Good for her, but
and
she's getting
she
sued
know
for it, so.
And
she's
she,
getting sued. Are you going to sue your own wife?
I'm suing my wife for making me feel bad, yeah.
Oh, you're a joke.
Are you crying?
A joke.
Is it, Mr. Bozell, you filed many lawsuits?
I think that when I'm trying to protect my children, I have a right to. And if this lady thinks protecting kids is a joke, if you
I think protecting the kids would be taking them away from you.
I feel sorry for you.
All right, he hung up. Cindy, thank you very much for your call.
No, it's perfectly fine.
I got one more thing to say. You know,
well, I thought you hung up.
I did, but I called back to tell this lady, you know what, I feel sorry for you, and I hope they never make you show it on TV.
Okay.
Let me call him back.
No, don't call him back. Stephen Bozell and the notorious breast exam on television today, and I didn't even see it, and do I want to? No. And was it instructional? I hope so. And was there a controversy around it? I don't think so. I think this is the only guy that got upset about it.
You know what? I want to say one more thing.
We're hanging up on you.
You can't hang up on me.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Bill Hendry Show.
And we bring on the world famous Phil Hendry Show tonight in our World According To segment. Robert Greene, he's the owner of Fraser Foods, which is a grocery chain in the Southwest and Southeast. And I know you have new stores now in the Northeast, right, Bob?
We're very excited about it. We're going to be opening up 3 stores in the Harrisburg, Pennsylvania area. That'll be in June. We've got stores going in Maryland. And we've got 1 new store in the Atlanta area. And we're very excited about having the stores in the Atlanta area opening up. Because one of the things, Phil, you told me that you were a big Kroger shopper, as I recall. Is that right?
Well, I wasn't a big Kroger shopper, but I had a Kroger right around the corner from me.
Well, we're going to go in right next to a Kroger, and we're going to say, as the kids like to say, it's on. You got what you got, we got what we've got. We're opening a Kroger in the Ainslie Park area of Atlanta, Georgia. And I just want to say this because I'm speaking to my customers now, and they'll know what I mean. We are going to have one of the biggest displays, and we'll have one of the biggest selection of skin creams for men, shampoos, different things, waxes and things like that. And I think they'll know what I mean. But that'll be opening.
What is that? They'll know what I mean. What does that mean?
Well, they'll know what I mean. It really isn't why I called in, but they'll know what I mean.
You're opening up a store in the Ainslie Park area.
Phil, this is not why I called your program. I called your program to talk about something else tonight, but I wanted your listeners in the Atlanta area, at Ainslie Park.
Are you saying that Ainslie Park is a gay area of Atlanta?
I'm not saying anything because I'm in business to try to get customers, and for my customers that don't like gays, I don't want to cause a problem. I'm simply saying that we're laying in a great supply. I really didn't want to get into this.
Well, look at for my money, you don't have to be worried about that kind of thing. I mean, all you have to say is we're in a neighborhood of Atlanta. We're going to provide great service and great selection to our customers, and that's the end of that.
Is that the end of that?
Well, in other words, I don't think you should feel sheepish about saying, you know, we have a wide selection of products.
Is that all I have to do? Well, I appreciate you telling me my business, but what you've done...
I'm not trying to tell you your business, Bob.
No, but what you've done is you've said, number one, Bob Greene is opening his store in a gay neighborhood. Number two, all you straight people, don't be afraid to come in. And really, what you're saying is, even if Mr. Greene is gay, it's all...
No, I didn't say that.
Allow me to finish. Even if Mr. Greene himself is gay, it's okay. His store is a good store.
No, I didn't say that. I said that you're opening up a store...
No, you're intimating that I there's a question with...
Let's move off of this and get to what it was that you wanted to talk about.
Well, you've left it hanging, and I'm sorry I shouldn't have said that.
What have I left hanging that you think now people think you're gay because you're opening up a store in a gay neighborhood of Atlanta?
Yes, and I want to go on the record and say that I'm not.
Okay, good, you're not.
Which doesn't mean I'm in the closet either, because a lot of people read that as, oh, are you angry about being gay, and so that's why you want people to know that you're not gay. So I'm not in the closet. This isn't a Dan White deal.
I understand that, Bob. And I don't. And I think by you talking and talking and talking about it, you're going to make it worse.
Well, all right, forgive me.
Hendry.